Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
No Deron Davis, no Colin Hartman. No problem for Archie Miller's Hoosiers as they win at Minnesota on Saturday afternoon in dramatic fashion. The Hoosiers trailed by as many as 8 points in the second half and were down 69-65 with 3 minutes to go. They outscored the Gophers 10-2 to close the game and won 75-71. Robert Johnson had a career-high 28, including some major free throws down the stretch. But the story was freshman Justin Smith. His three-pointer gave Indiana a 71-70 lead with just over 2 minutes to go and put the Hoosiers out in front, never to relinquish the lead again. His season-high 20 points included 2 of 2 from the three-point line and 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Juwan Morgan continued his consistent play as he scored 20 points. After a tough loss to Wisconsin on Tuesday and now missing Davis and Hartman, Indiana had to dig deep on the road to find a victory. The Hoosiers led by as many as 9 in the first half before Minnesota closed the first half on an 8-0 run to cut the lead to 1. The Hoosiers' halftime lead quickly evaporated. They found themselves down 8, but they didn't panic. They found a way to get back into the game by making great defensive stands. Josh McRoberts had 4 steals and controlling the glass against one of the Big Ten's best rebounding teams, Indiana winning the rebound margin on the day as well. As Archie Miller mentioned postgame, this win won't mean anything if the Hoosiers don't back it up with 2 home wins this week, Tuesday night against Penn State at 6:30 and 4:30 Sunday against Northwestern, both at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Indiana is now 2-2 in league play and has an excellent chance of being 4-2 come next Monday. David Glass and your phone calls tonight in the zone at 6. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Basketball, big winners on Saturday. Men's and women. Women beat Purdue at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall 72-54. Tyra Buss, one of 4 starters in double figures. We had a chance to catch up with Tyra on Friday before the Purdue game to get her thoughts on setting the new Indiana scoring record Wednesday night at Penn State.
I wasn't really able to enjoy it as much just because we did lose. Like I said, the most important thing to me was winning that game, and we really needed that win. So I wasn't really able to enjoy it as much. But I got on the bus and, coach, she told me that that's not the way I wanted to happen. I wanted to win the game, but she told me how special it was, what I had just done, what I've done in the past 3 years for this program. And so when she gave me a hug and stuff like that, I was a little emotional because, just kind of thinking back, I have done a lot of great things here, but I couldn't have done it without, all the teammates that I've had, my coaches, my amazing support system, my parents, my family. I've just had all that, all the supporters, and I just, have worked really hard, to get to where I'm at. And so I did get to think, even when I was laying in bed that night, just kind of all the special things that I have done. But what's most important to me is winning. So we got to get back in that win column, and that starts against Purdue, and I'm ready for it.
And win they did for the 4th consecutive time over their rivals at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, 72-54. Tyra also had 5 steals, a season high, plus 9 assists, a game high. Buss led 4 starters in double figures, including senior running mate Amanda Cahill, who had 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. Kim Royster, another big performance. A junior had 17 and 6 rebounds. Plus, freshman Jalen Penn had double figures with 11. Indiana heads to Michigan, the ranked Wolverines, on the schedule Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.